Welcome to Southeastern Ohio's Outdoor Show. I'm Chuck Berry, and my co-host is Don Big Daddy Pegath.
Hey, Chuck.
Hey, Don. Don, no sound in the headphones, but we'll figure that out.
Yeah, so, I can hear you talking. You're loud and clear.
Am I loud and clear?
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, you know, this is the last show of the season.
It is.
And we bumped 1 week so that we could do the deer report with you because it's kind of a tradition with us. So we're going to talk about the harvest report tonight.
Yes.
A little bit. And the other thing, too, is we are also probably going to talk about a few of the events. We got some of that stuff. You recently got back from a hunt, and I think all you got was good food.
We got great food. Got wet and cold.
Yeah, it was windy out there, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah. And I tell you what, Pennsylvania deer seem to be a lot smaller than Ohio deer.
What?
Yeah, unfortunately. I can tell you, the last day that I hunted over there, I didn't see but two little small ones. Matter of fact, Mattis is as big as the deer that I seen.
We do have special guests in the studio tonight.
Yes, we do.
We're going to be talking with Chris Gilkey, and Mattis is going to bark for us later. And we've got kind of a cool announcement. It's kind of out in the public, but it's a new program that the state's doing, and I'm kind of excited about it. It's pretty cool.
Yes,
and,
it is.
Our guest tonight is going to be super excited about it because this is several years and months of his research and stuff like that. And the state gave him the green light. And we're going to have some cool stuff to talk about later, too, about that.
Sure.
You know, there are a few events going on over.
Very few.
Very few. It's Christmas. Hey, Don, how much longer do folks have to sneak into a few spots to get calendars? I'm out, so you can't come to Finks and get any more. Did he have any more?
Did he have some? Top Gun Shooter Supply, TK Guns and Archery has them.
Okay.
And I still have some, but I sold 13 of them yesterday.
They're going quick.
Yeah. Right after Thanksgiving, right before Christmas, they do go quick. And it's like, well, it's time to get that stocking stuffer. And you can't beat it for the price.
No, $50, 290 guns given away. That's 17 cents a chance.
Yeah.
So once you get to the end of September, every day of the week they'll be giving away one.
Yep.
Before that, it's every weekday.
Yes. Monday through Friday. Yep.
And quite a selection and variety of guns to be won there for sure.
Yeah, there is. And you can win more than once. So once you win, your number goes right back into the hopper and you can get pulled again. So, you know, if you need one of those, make it on down to Diddy's Downtown Deli where you can get some fine food while you're down there. Or you can go to Top Gun Shooter Supply or down T&K Guns and Archery. Roger Graham does have them down there at American Light, but you need to get down there early in the morning because he goes out on runs starting about 10:30. So.
Right.
Give a call down there, and you can probably catch him or have him hold one at the counter for you.
Couple whitetails things coming up. February, we'll be here before we know it. The Ohio River Whitetails Unlimited Banquet will be coming up, and it is on February 10th. Doors open at 5:30, and you can go to the Whitetails Unlimited website to secure tickets for that. Also, on the on the 17th, the Appalachian Whitetails Unlimited Banquet will be, and then their big event is on March 30th at Pritchard Laughlin.
Yes.
Civic Center.
Yes. Up there in Cambridge, yep. It's a nice facility. It's pretty spacious, so, and plenty of ample parking, too. That's the nice thing about it.
Good deal, yeah. And at that event, they give away quite a bit. Obviously, there'll be more opportunity, too. We'll have a lot of the date for the Friends of the NRA banquet. It'll be here before we know it, too.
Yep, and that's April 20th, so mark your calendar down at Prophet's Park. We'll be having tickets and everything, and we'll have our first meetings after the first of the year and start that ball rolling, and it's always a good time. We only sell 300 tickets, and it's always sold out before the event, so it's a
good meal.
Good meal. It's always a good meal at Prophet's Park. So we're, we do have a gun show coming up at the end of December. this month here, 30th and 31st, out of the Muskingum County Fairgrounds. What better way is it to end your year than buying another gun? So buy, sell, and trade.
Don, I think people overlook all the other stuff that's there, too.
Oh, yeah.
Ammunition,
reloading supplies, holsters.
I found deals on holsters, locks, master locks.
Oh, yeah.
Knives. Some of the knives there, of course, amaze me. And again, I want to remind everybody, just because that's the price on the they're asking for, doesn't necessarily mean that's
asking
what they're willing to take.
Asking and selling is two different things.
There you go. But great event. And tables are available for that, too, if you're a vendor.
Yes, yes, they are.
And you can go to their website and get...
yeah,
get,
I think you have the flyer.
I do. Their website is...
I think it's Front Sight Promotions.
Yeah.
But there is a phone number you can call Wes.
Yeah, you can go to ohiogunshows.net and reach out to Wes on their website and get a table. It is, like Don said, December 30th and 31st. Hang out with some like-minded folks. Buy, sell, or trade. Tables available. There's a lot of stuff there, though. I don't want to call it just a gun and knife show. It's a little bit of everything. So.
Well, the local guy that makes holsters made me a holster for my Remington R1 10mm and one for my Walther. I just brought the guns in, gave it to him, and he custom forms them to your gun. It's not like you go buy an Uncle Mike's and, it fits, but I don't really like how it fits. They can, and there's no strap to it. It locks it into place, and, you're good to go on it. If it doesn't come out of the holster quick enough for you or easy enough for you, you can have them loosen it up enough for you. Really great product and a good price, and he's usually always there.
Yeah. And a great way to get something to fit into the way you like it and prefer it. It's just a great opportunity for you to maybe get that Christmas gift you didn't get on your list. It's always good to go there and get that gift to me from me after the holidays. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, that's usually how me and my wife do it anyhow. I just go buy something and she says, and the kids always ask, what do you want? It's, I'm retired. I usually get whatever I want.
Throughout the year.
Throughout the year, and it's – so I try to give them a – but, if you got that hard buy-for person, those NRA calendars are the thing to go.
Yep, they sure are. Great chance for folks to win and support the foundation, actually.
It is the NRA foundation and not the NRA politics side of it. And nice thing about that, $25 out of this calendar sale stays right here in Muskingum County for our banquet.
Makes our banquet better and a great opportunity. And I don't think people realize what all the banquet supports, but it's helped out a little bit of everywhere around this county, that's for sure.
It's helped out the FHFH, that's Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry, on the processing fee. It's helped out the National Archery Program in schools. Boy Scouts, we gave them a bunch of money this year for their camp improvements. 4-H clubs get in on it. Zanesville Rifle Club gets in on it. And I got to say, our deer side in went really well. Had more people than we thought we was going to have, but the weather cooperated. The Ohio State and that team up north kind of cut into us on Saturday, but Sunday we were busy. And no, Melanie made that great antelope chili.
Did she?
Oh, it was good.
Awesome.
It
awesome.
Was good. It was actually better than the buffalo chili she made years ago.
Well, good deal. Hey, Don, when we come back, we're going to talk about the deer reports, but kind of been a tradition of our show to kind of reach out and talk about what's happening in the neighboring counties and all around the state. We'll touch on deer harvest and all the fun that comes with it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And after seeing how they do it over in Pennsylvania, I'm glad I live in Ohio.
There you go. Well, folks, you're listening to Southeastern Ohio's Outdoor Show here on Highway 103.